Photographer Walker Evans is most known for his Depression-era photographs of poor people in the rural South, but from 1938 to 1941, he also took dozens of photographs of people in the New York subway. He used a hidden camera poking out of his coat jacket, and through these spy shots was able to capture American commuters in unguarded moments. His re-released photo essay of these pictures is titled Many Are Called. Jeff Rosenheim is the curator at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. An exhibition based on this book opened this weekend at the museum. Mr. Rosenheim, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about some of the pictures in this book. There's one of two women in profile. They're engaged in an animated conversation. You've got a priest in here. His eyes are kind of looking up toward the ceiling.
There's a fellow in a hat with glasses reading a magazine or perhaps doing the crossword puzzle. He's on the train, and above him is a poster, if you will, about using your handkerchief. Cover up coughs and sneezes, and there's this cartoon set of characters who are blowing...
Ka-choo!
Ka-choo, who's blowing the figure off the platform, if you will. But the point is that the pictures work intimately because Evans seated himself on the bench directly opposite his fellow passengers, and you do feel Evans sitting there in his guise... or disguise.
The shutter was tell me how it worked. He had the shutter. How did he click the shutter?
Yeah, it's a nice thing. He probably hung the camera on a strap like you and I would around his neck. But then he used a special cable release that ran from the top of the camera in through his coat down to his into his palm of his hand, and he was able to fire the shutter by simply squeezing a device. And then he had to advance the film and get ready for the next picture. But what's fun about it is the idea that the other passengers probably could tell that this guy was up to something. So it's not like they're not looking at him.
Some of them really are. They're looking straight at him.
Yeah, they don't know what he's doing.
He talked about the surreptitiousness of it. He said, the guard is down and the mask is off, even more than when in lone bedrooms where there's a mirror, people's faces are in naked repose down in the subway.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Evans was a terrific writer, and I think he evokes the story of these pictures in a very eloquent way in that statement.
How do you see these photos fitting into the larger body of work by Walker Evans? Because they do seem so different from his best-known photos from the poor rural South.
Subject-wise, they certainly are different. But Evans had always been interested in this idea of what are the social facts of his time. He challenged himself to define what those social facts were. And this is part of that definition. When he had just finished working with James Agee on the project that became Let Us Now Praise Famous Men, the great pictures of the tenant farmers on that dry hillside in Hale County, Alabama, and he was trying to understand his time. Well, these pictures, both then and now, were another way of looking at the great struggle by individuals to survive, to make sense of the world. And this idea of it being an automatic record photography of people was something that Evans had done both in Hale County, Alabama, with the tenant farmers, and here in the urban environment of New York. We don't have farms and hillsides and shanties that Evans could just walk up to. The subway was that field. And that's a fascinating thing. I think that the idea of it being a true documentary project and straightforward is something that is characteristic of Evans' work over his 50-year career.
Did Walker Evans have any qualms about the ethics of taking these pictures secretly?
I don't think so. I sort of feel like the hidden camera or the camera itself and the culture of the camera was very much a part of 1930s the American scene. And, you know, newsreel cameras were everywhere on the streets. And people understood that since Kodak invented the sort of push-button camera in the late 19th century, in the 1880s, that the camera was part of our culture and part of everyday life. And that in this sense, Evans is revealing it with the hidden camera in the subway, who we are. And he wrote that he wanted it to make a catalog of people and their environments, or the environments of the time, and that he wanted them to be anonymous. And I think they remain anonymous, even though they're so specific.
There's been some suggestion that part of the reason that he delayed publication so long was to allow a bit more of anonymity, that these people would be 25 years older by the time this came out.
That's right. And I think he did grant them their maturity, if you will, by waiting that time. And in a strange sense, we've waited another set of years, about the same amount, to reveal them again, bring them out again.
Jeff Rosenheim is the art photo curator at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. He wrote the afterword for the newly released collection of Walker Evans photographs titled Many Are Called. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Photos from Many Are Called are at npr.org.